Today, Shir's Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin. We will begin at the top of the Amid with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Barbo Prokim Ha'olam Nidan. There are four times, four periods during the year where the Rashi adds the word Bishana, four times during the year where the world is judged, which means by the Bez Din Shalmala, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they are, B'Pesach, on Pesach, we are judged ala Tvuah, how successful the new crop of Tvuah will be. There's a machlokas here achronim between the Turi Evan and the Oroch Laner, exactly what day of Pesach this judgment takes place. The Turi Evan says that there's the beginning of the din is on the first day of Pesach and the end of the din is the last day of Pesach, whereas the Oroch Laner says that the entire din takes place on the first day of Pesach. Batzeres al Peres Ha'ilan, on Shavuos, there is a judgment on the fruits of the tree, how successful that crop will be. Barosh Hashanah, on the first day of Tishrei, Kol Boy Oilam Oivim Lefanav Kivnei Moron, all peoples in the world will pass in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu like B'nai Moron. The exact meaning of the word B'nai Moron is a Gemara further on Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara there gives three pshatim. We will just mention the first pshat, which Rashi tells us is Miloshin B'nei Imrano, which means this is the Aramish word for lambs. And Rashi says, Kikvasim Shemoinen Oison L'Asran, that you want to do Meiser on sheep. V'yoytzen Zachar Zeb, Pesach Katan. Let's say you're doing Meiser Behema, and they have to go through a door in a pen, a very small door. She'ein Yichon Latzes Kecha. They can't go through as a group together. They have to go one after the other. That's how all of mankind appears in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, going Kibnei Moron, like these sheep that are being counted for Meiser, one after the other. She'nemar, where do we find this in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Ha'yoytzer Yachad Libam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created together their hearts, meaning, and this will fit in very well according to the Mandi Yomar that we had before Rabbi Eliezer, who said, B'tishrei Nivra Olam, since we were created by Hashem, Adam HaRishon was created by Hashem in Tishrei, therefore, HaMeivin HaKol Maseim, so Rosh Hashanah is the same day where he is judged for all his actions. In fact, the Mephorshim ask, how does this work out according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says, B'nis Nivra Olam? According to Rabbi Lazar, it says, B'tishrei Nivra Olam, and the Psik that tells us that he did the Aver of the Eitz Hadas on that day, and he had the judgment on that day, so it makes very well sense that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Din for people. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that B'nis Nivra Olam, and Adam wasn't even created in Tishrei, so why, in fact, is the Yom Din Tishrei? And on this, the Ran gives a teretz that since Yom Kippur was the day of Mechila for the Chet of the Egel, therefore, the Rabbi Yishlam set aside that Tishrei, the month in which you have that day of Kapora, of Yom HaKippurim, which is the 10th of Tishrei, that should be the month for Din, so that Klal Yisrael should be Zoyche to the Rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Mishnah, Ubechag, and on Sukkos, Nidonim Alamayim, we are judged for water, whether we'll have a lot of rain, we'll have a lot of water that year or not. Begins the Gemara. Hai Tvua, when we said that Pesach is the Yom Din for Tvua, which Tvua are we referring to? Ilei Maha Tvua de Kaima, if we're speaking about the Tvua that's right in front of us, that's ready to be harvested. So we have a question. How could you say that Pesach is the Yom Din for the Tvua that is right in front of us during Pesach? Kol Hani Harpatki the Odu Allah Amos Isdun. All these occurrences that took place on that befell this Tvua until now, when was that decided? In other words, you have this Tvua growing already for a couple of months. So if you're telling me that the Pesach is on the Tvua that's going to be harvested, so when was the Yom Din for the Tvua from the time it was planted until now? The Gemara says, Ela Tvua de Mizdara, Ein Chanami. You have to say, Pesach is the Yom Din for the Tvua that is going to be planted in after Pesach. not for the crops that are already on the ground, but for those seeds that are going to come after Pesach. So the Gemara says, Lameimer, should we say, based on what you just told me, the Chadinam is done, that it's only one din, that from the beginning of planting until the harvesting, there's one Yom Din, and that will be Pesach. Vatanya, we learned in a Brisa not like that. Tvua she'iruba kerioi oinis. Tvua, that there happened to have a carry or an oinis. What is carry? So the Mesaris Hashas here brings down that carry is bidei shemayim in ois gimel, and oinis is bidei adam. Taisus over here says carry is miloshin mikra, happening, or he says loshin koshi, something difficult happened. Rashi says that there was either bora, there was hail, oishidofen, or the wind blasted the tfua. So there was some oinus, either bidei shemaim or bidei adam, kaidem ha-pesach, before Pesach. So when was this judgment that this should happen to the tvua? When did that take place? Nidoinus l'shaver. You're going to have to say that that was already judged on this tvua from last Pesach. What happens if right after Pesach there happened kerioi oinus? Then nidoinus labo. Then you have to say that this was judged labo. What does labo mean? Rashi brings a Gemara to prove this. Labo doesn't mean in the future, but rather it means from the Pesach that was closest to the occurrence. In other words, the Pesach that had just gone by, let's say in the beginning of year, something happened to the standing crop, so that was not judged two Pesachs ago, but rather that was judged by the near Pesach, which was very close to Lahabo, to the event that just occurred now in year. Same thing with a person. Adam she'ir by kerio einus kadam yom kippurim. A person who a mikra bidei shemayim or an einus bidei adam happened to him kadam yom kippurim. If it happened right before Yom Kippur, so then nidun l'shaver. Then that was judged last Yom Kippur. What happens if it happened right after l'achar Yom Kippurim, this Yom Kippur? Nidun labo. Then we have to say it was the closest Yom Kippur to the events of l'habo. That's what it means with labo. Again, Rashi explains that it means the closest Yom Kippur, not two Yom Kippurim ago, but the last Yom Kippur. Amar Rava says, Rava, based on this, Shma Mino Trei Dine Mizdana, we see that Tvua has two judgments. In other words, Meforshim explained, when the Mishnah said that it's Nidin B'Pesach Ala Tvua, it means there's two Pesachim. There's one Pesach that comes right before the seeding, and there's one Pesach after the seeding, after the crops are already growing. What's going to happen till the harvest takes place? Till the harvest, which takes place in the following Pesach. So you can have two Yemei Din on the same crop. Amar Abaye, Hilkach therefore, Ki Chazi Inish the Mitzlach Zara Afela, if he sees that certain crops are planted earlier in the year and certain ones are planted later. For example, Afela means the slow ripening ones, like wheat, rye, or spelt. Those are planted usually in Marcheshvan. So if someone sees that it's going good with those slow ripening produce, the wheat, rye, or spelt, and now he has a decision to make concerning the fast ripening ones, like say barley. Barley is usually planted in Shvat or Ador. So since he sees that last year's din for Tvua was a good one, the Gemara is giving him a practical suggestion, lick the Belizra Cherfa, let him plant earlier in Tevis, instead of waiting until Shvat Nador for the planting of the barley. If he sees that last year's crop is good, is being Matzliach, let him put it in earlier, the Ad Dematil Medina. By the time the next Yoim Din, the next Pesach comes around, Kadim Solak, this will already have grown substantially, and Rashi explains, and Memela, it's not Mestavra, that the next Yom Din will interfere with the Din that already took place last, the last Pesach. So in other words, if he sees it's going good from last year, let him chaperein, and the later tefuah, let him plant it earlier, that should be included in the gzar din from last year. If he waits too late, then that'll be included in the next year. Next year might not be a good year. So this is a practical suggestion. Now the Gemara asks, Akashi, money must nisen. Who is our Mishnah going like? It's not going. Our Mishnah, which said that there are four yemei din for various things, mayim and tefuah and peres ilan, and when mankind gets judged, l'chora, our Mishnah is not going loy rab meir, v'loy rab yehuda, v'loy rab yaitse, v'loy rab nasan. It's not going like any of these shitas, the sanya we learned in a brisa. Hakol nidonim b'rosh Hashanah, everything in the world, not every person, but everything in the world, water and fruit and tefuah, everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, u'gzar din shalem, nechtem yom kippurim, divir rab meir. A meir shita is that everyone has the same din as man, that you're judge of Rosh Hashanah, and the gzar din is on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Hakol nidonah b'Rosh Hashanah, everything in the world is judged b'Rosh Hashanah. With this, he agrees with Rabbi Meir, but he argues on when the gzar din is, and he says the gzar din has four different periods. The gzar din shalem, nechtam kolech vechad b'zmani. Each one has the chesima in its unique time. B'Pesach ala tefuah. The gzar din for Pesach is on tefuah. The final chesima, like we have on Nila for Pesach, is on Tvua. Batzer Shvuas al Parasilim. B'chag on Sukkos Nidon al Mayim on water. V'adam Nidim B'Rosh Hashanah. He has his judgment day on Rosh Hashanah. U'gzar din Shaloi Nechtam B'Yom Kippur. And the gzar din is on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer. Rabbi Yaisi is a third Shita. Adam Nidim B'chol Yom. A person is judged every day. Shanam Rite Pasuk says, V'tifkiden Nulab Karim. Hashem inspects a person each morning. Rabbi Nasan Aymer. Rabbi Nasan is a fourth Shita. Adam Nidim B'chol Shah. A person is judged every moment. Shenemar, the conclusion of that earlier segment of the pasuk. V'sifkadenu l'bekorim, the end of the pasuk is l'regoim tivchanenu, that he will be examined each moment. So what is the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking that this Mishnah over here in Rosh Hashanah is not coming out like any of these four shittas. Why? It cannot come out, obviously, like Rabbi Yossi, who says, Adam Nidin B'chol Yoyim. Or like Rav Nosson, who says, B'chol Rega. Our Mishnah says that there are four periods during the year where the different things are judged. And a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah. He's not judged every day. He's not judged every second of the day. So it's certainly not like Rabbi Yossi or Rav Nosson. It's also not like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir says that everything in the world is judged on Rosh Hashanah. The Gzar Din is Yom Kippur. The Mishnah says that there are four periods of judgment. According to Rav Meir, there's only one period of judgment. It cannot go like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said everything in the world is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and each thing in the world has its own miyuchad zardin. There are four different zardin, tefuah, peiros, mayim, and adam. And the Mishnah says that there are four periods of judgment. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda also don't work out, because they say everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and we have in the Mishnah that there's four periods of judgment. So who is the Mishnah going like? The Chi Taman, if you're going to tell me. Loyal and Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is really going like according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chi Tani Masnisen Agzar Din. And our Mishnah, when it says Nidoinim, is not speaking about the initial judgment, but rather it's speaking about the Chasima, when the Gzar Din is in effect, and then L'Chayrit would work out, just like Rabbi Yehuda says there are four periods of Gzar Din. So our Mishnah would be echoing that same message. No, it also doesn't work out. Ihachi kasha Adam. Adam doesn't fit in. Everything else could fit in. Mayim is chag, and Pesach is for the tefuah, and Atzeres is parasilim, but what are you going to do with Adam? Because in our mission it says that Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Din, and according to what you're telling me, Rosh Hashanah in our Mishnah means the Gzar Din. And we know that the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur. So that is not going to fit in either. So who is our Mishnah going like? Rabbi Yehuda says the Gzar Din is Yom Kippur. According to your interpretation of the Mishnah, the Gzar Din would be on Rosh Hashanah. So who's the Mishnah going like? The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hai Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuley. Einachanami, our Mishnah is going according to a fifth opinion, which is Rabbi Shmuel. This is the Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel. We learned in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. Ba'ar Baprakim Oilam Nidin. The world is judged in four times. Ba'peschal Tvua. Ba'tzeres Alperes Ilan. Ba'chag Dedan Alamayim. Ba'adan Nidin Barash Hashanah. Ugzar Din Shaloi. Nechtam B'Yom Kippurim. And he has his Gzar Din on Yom Kippur. So our Mishnah is speaking about the Yom Din, not the Gzar Din. And then it works out very well that there are four Yemei Din during the year. And Adam is the one who has his Gzar Din on Yom Kippur. V'chi Tani Masnis, not Chilas Din. Ein Echanami, according to this answer, if it's going like Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah is not speaking about the Gzar Din, but rather our Mishnah is speaking about Chilas Din when the Yom Din is, and Adam has his Gzar Din on Yom Kippur. I'm Reb Chizda, my time at Rabbi Yossi. What is the swara of Rabbi Yossi? Why he says that Adam nidden b'chol yom? So the Gemara jumps and says, what do you mean? What his reason is? Kidat karma time. Like he said his reason, v'sifka dan alab karma. He brought a pasuk that a person is judged each day. The Gemara says, anan hachi karmin. This is what we meant to ask. My time aloy amak Reb Nassan. Why didn't he say like Reb Nassan that really a person is judged every moment as the pasuk, the very same pasuk concludes, l'regoem tivchenenu? So why didn't he hold like that? Because bechina iyuni bi'amahi, he said that the word bechina, examination, doesn't mean an actual din, but it means we look at him with scrutiny. We're scrutinizing what he does, but it doesn't mean that he's actually standing in front of a din. So if that's the reason he didn't hold of Rav Nassan, I can ask the same question on his limit. If it's a yunaba almahi, so pekida nami a yunaba almahi. So the word pekida, mehechitesi, it means a judgment. Pekida, inspection, is also a scrutiny. Elam, Rabbi Chizda, you're right. We have to find another makor for Rabbi Yossi. Time of the Rabbi Yossi, Mahacha. The reason of Rabbi Yossi is from this pasuk. It says when Shlomo HaMelech was making the Chanukah for the Beis HaMikdash, Lasois Mishpat Avdoi Umishpat Amma Yisrael Dvar Yoim B'Yoimai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do the judgment of his Eved, referring to Shlomo HaMelech himself, and the Mishpat of Klal Yisrael each day. That's why Rabbi Yossi says that Adam Nidin B'chol Yoim. V'yomer Rabbi Chizda, and Rabbi Chizda said, based on this pasuk that we just brought, Melech v'tzibur, if you have a king and a community, who gets judged first by Hashem? Melech nichnas t'chil l'din, he goes in first. Shenemar, as Shlomo HaMelech said in that pasuk, lasus mishpat avdoi, u'mishpat am Yisrael. So you see, first is the Eved, the Melech, Shlomo, and then Klal Yisrael. My time, what is the reason that the Melech gets judged first? Ibo yaseim alav urechara, we can give two reasons. The first reason is, it's not proper or Lemesiv Malka Ibroi that the king should wait outside while Hashem is judging the rest of the Klal Yisrael. It's not covered Hamalchus. Ibai Sam a second reason, Mekame de Leifish Charon Av, because the Charon Av, the Midas Adin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will get worse and worse, more and more, as the time progresses, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging each person and all the Averis that Klal Yisrael did, and then the king will come with his Averis, so he'll get the brunt of Hashem's Midas Adin. Therefore, we make it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Melech first. Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef, Keman Matzlino Idno Aktziri V'Amri, who do we daven today in our times? On Tziri, Rashi says, Tziri are cholim, sick people. V'Amri are weak people. Rashi says, Tamid Echom Shein Tishushay Koyach. We know that Torah is called Toshia because it's Torah Mateshes. Kolcha Shalotim, it weakens a person. So what is the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking, L'chaira, it's a tefillah shav. Since a person, let's say according to the Chachamim, that a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah, he's not judged every day. So it was already nigzar that this person should become a chola. So what's he davening to Hashem that he shouldn't become a chola? That he should have a refuah? It was already judged on Rosh Hashanah. If you, the Gemara is going to answer Kiman Karab Yaisi. It's going according to Rabbi Yosef, who says, Adam Nidin B'chol Yoyim. You have every day a judgment. If you have every day a judgment, so even if he got a judgment yesterday that he should be a chola, he can daven today for a refuah shleima. But it's not going according to the Chacham. So Tosfos immediately asks on this, in the third Tosfos, Vim Toimer, L'Rabbanan Nami, Miloy Matzvalinu Rifa'enu. In Shemana Esrei, we daven every day Rifa'enu. Why? The Rabbanan don't admit to the bracha in Shemana Esrei, which was nisakin by the Anshik Nesak Doyla of Rifa'enu. How does the Gemara here come out, according to the first Teretz, that it's only according to Rabbi Yossi, who says, Adam Nidin B'chol Yad. And then he brings a Gemara in Masech to Shabbos, where the Gemara says that Hanichlis Levakra Chayla Oimer Hamakim Yerachem Olechav Al Chayli Am Yisrael. Every day when you go to Mavakra Chayla, you say this Tefillah that Hashem Shah Rachmanis on you, as we say in the Mishnah Berurah for a Chola Besol Shar Chayla Yisrael. So we do daven. So why does the Gemara say it only comes out according to Rabbi Yaisi? So the Taisus offers two terutzim. Rabbeinu Tam says that Shelo Yichle Vadi. There's a chilek between davening, I shouldn't get sick, or davening, I should have a refuah shleima. Davening, I shouldn't get sick, that was nigzer already Rosh Hashanah, ein echanami. Then it's a tefillah shav. Tosfos I don't have the Maor Machlokes in front. Tosfos in the Dorim, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. So Tosfos says that would be a tefillah shav if he's nidden on Rosh Hashanah. The person already has the gzar din whether he should be a choyl or not. So the Ein Echnami, the Gemara means to say to daven that you shouldn't become a choyl. That's a tefillah shav. That was nidden already on Rosh Hashanah. But once the person had gzar that he is a choyl to get a refuah shleima, that refa'enu, that we say every day. Teretz number two says Tosfos at the end, V'oid Yishleimer, Tefillah de Rabim Shaini. A Tefillah of a Rabim, the Gemara knew that's Kareya Gzar Din. And that's what he says when Rabbi Yossi said that you should be Nisrape, and he included Va'al Choyle Amo Yisrael, or as we say, B'soich Shar Choyle Yisrael, and that's perhaps why we say it, because we're not just being Mispal for you yourself. We're being Mispal for you as part of the Tzibur. Part of the Tzibur, we can be Korea the Gzar Din, so that the Gemara knew in Teretz 1. The Gemara is going to give another Teretz that you can always daven to nullify a Gzar Din. But even in this first Teretz, the Gemara knew that we could have Rifa'enu, even according to the Rabbanan, if we're going with a Tfilas Rabbin. Continues the Gemara. V'iboy yisem, if you want, I'll give you a second teretz. Lo elam ka Rabbanan. Bamis, we can be mispal for choyl even according to Rabbanan. Ukir Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Yafet tzokol adam, ben koyim gzar din, ben lak gzar din. A tzok, a cry, which means tefillah, can help a person, whether it's before the gzar din or after the gzar din. So even according to Rabbanan, that person is not nidden b'chol yoyim. And he had the Gzar Din already on Rosh Hashanah. So you ask the Kasha, Tosfos, we said, in Nador Mem Tesav Beis says, it's a Tefillah Shav. Teretz is not a Tefillah Shav, because Tefillah can tear up the Gzar Din. You don't need to come on to what Tosfos says, Tefillah Derabim can tear up a Gzar Din. Even Tefillah of a Yachid, according to the second Teretz of the Gemara, can be tear up a Gzar Din. Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Kivim, Neima, Amr Torah, Heviu Oimer BePesach. Why did the Torah say that one should bring Oimer, which comes from Soirim, that's barley, on Pesach, Mimnei, Sha Pesach, Zman Tvuhu. Pesach is the time when there is barley, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heviu Lufanai Oimer BePesach. Bring the barley, bring the korban Oimer from barley on Pesach, and that will be a schus for you, Kadesh, this Baruch Lechem Tvuhu Shebesodis, in order that Tvuhu in the Sodis will get a bracha. Why did the Torah say to bring the korban shtei alechem, which is made from chitim, from wheat in shuas? It's a time of fruit. What does fruit have to do with wheat? So Rashi gives two terutzim. Number one, that the bikurim are only brought from shuas on, so that's why it has shuas has a shaychus with fruit. And number two, he says this is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Rashi says ani shamati, I heard a pshat. Someone told me a pshat that Rabbi Yehuda is going l'shitasa, that he says that the eight sadas that Adam ate from. It was a chita, so we see that chita is also referred to as an eitz, and that's why Shavuos is the right time to bring wheat, which will be a skula for the person to have success with his peiros ha'ilan, which he's being judged during Shavuos. Amar batzes meshatzes man peiros ha'ilanu. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Hashem, hey vilu funish shtei alechem batzes kadesh is baruch lechem peiros ha'ilan. Now, it's interesting The Gemara over here says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that all these lemudim that we're going to have in the next few lines, these are all asmachtas. We have later the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, which tells us this, that these are all asmachtas, and yet the Ritva tells us that we say Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's just a remez. It's only a derabbanan. It's a remez ba'alma. So there's a famous Ritva Shita that an asmachta is, it's not written beferish in the Torah, but it's a remez, but it shows you that this is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this Gemara will fit in very well. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is telling to us, even though it's not beferish. It's like a child who knows his father likes tea, and the father comes in a freezing cold winter, and the father didn't tell him, bring me tea, but the child knows that this is the Ratzon of his father, and he brings him the tea. So it's the same thing here. When we say, says the Ritva, smachta ba'alma, doesn't mean it's only midrabbanan, but it means it's a Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except it wasn't expressed beferish in the Torah. And that will fit in well with the words here, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara. Neimar Amar Torah, Nischu Mayim B'chag. Why is there a mitzvah of Nischa Mayim on Sukkot? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nischu Lufanim Mayim B'chag. Kedei Sheis Baruch Lechem Gishmei Shana. I should give you a bracha for the rains of this year. The Imru Lefonai Barash Shana Malchi is Zechroinus V'Shaifris. You should say for me, the psukim, there's 10 psukim which we say in the Musaf Shemoneh Esra, 10 psukim that Hashem is a melech, 10 psukim that Hashem remembers what we have done, and 10 psukim of the mitzvah of Shaifer. And the Gemara says, what's the reason that we say all these psukim? Malchi is kadesh tam lichuni aleichem. Malchi is, we say, in order that you should, that I should become a king over you, which I once heard from Rabbi Yashar Ber Soloveitchik Zitzal. He said that there was a minig by Hasidim, Rosh Hashanah at night, what it was called the Koronatzia Nacht, the day of coronation. They took, I believe, if I remember correctly, he said, the oldest chassid in the shul, and they would put a crown on top of his head to reenact how Hashem is becoming a melech. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, Hashem is a melech, he doesn't need us to make coronation for him. But tamlichuni aleichem, the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is Hashem, who is the melech. It's a mitzvah on us on Rosh Hashanah to take the Hashem and make him a melech over us, that he should guide our actions in our lives. Zichroinus, Kadesh Yal, Zichroinach, and Lefanei Latoiva. Your memories should come in front of me for good. Ubameh, and how do you do it, B'Shaifer? As the Ritva explains, A, that you use a Shaifer, and B, that you're going to say the 10 psukim of Shaifers as well. That is in order to facilitate that the Zechroinus come in front of the Melech. Why do we use specifically a shayfer shel ayil? That's not the only shayfer that is kosher. Why do we mahad there to use the ayil? The ram, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tikul lefana b'shayfer shel ayil, blow in front of me with a shayfer shel ayil, kidei she'esker lechem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. I should remember for you the aked of Yitzchak ben Avram, umal ani aleichem, ki'ilu ikadetem atzmechem lefanai. And since the ram, the ayil, was a substitute for Yitzchak himself, I will consider it when I hear the shayfer from the ayil, that as if you made an akedah on yourselves. And it'll be a schus for Klal Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, said Rabbi Yitzchak, we're going to have, on the next Amid, starting now, we're going to have 8 memras that Rabbi Yitzchak said. Rabbi Yitzchak said the Mesaris HaShasir takes out not the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, but Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. This is the first of those memories of Rabbi Yitzchak. Lama Taikin Barash Hashanah. Why do you blow on Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara asks right away, Lama Taikin? Your question is, why do we do Tekiyah Shaifer? Rachman Amar Tiku. What kind of question is that? It says in Beferish Apostle in the Torah, blow to Shaifer. Ella Lama Marian. Why do you do Trua? Marian? The Gemara again jumps. Rachmano Amar Zichron Trua. Again, it's a Beferish Apostle. Zichron Trua. You should make a Trua. Ella, here's my question. Lama Taikin Marian Kshen Yoishvin, as we turn to Daf, Tezan and Mebeis. Why do we do Tkiyas de Meyushev and Tkiyas de Me'umet? Tkiyas de Meyushev are those that we do before Shemoneh Esrei. The minig of Klal Yisrael is to stand during those Tkiyas as well. However, Etza Mitzad Adin, one is permitted to sit down during those Tkiyas. So the Gemara is asking, Why, since the main tekiyas are those that we do in the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, where we have to stand, there we're not allowed to sit down, they're being done during the Amidah, during the Shemoneh Esrei, so, and those are structured around the Malchias, Zichronis, and Shoifras, which are the main tekiyas. So why do we have those additional ones before the tekiyas of Shemoneh Esrei? Why do we do it twice? The Gemara answers, Kedei la arvev hasatan, in order to confuse the satan. Rashi learns, let's see the Rashi inside. The Rashi says, Shelo yastin, he won't be able to do things against Klal Yisrael, kishe yishma Yisrael mechavevin es ha-mitzvahs mistatmen dvorev. But since the Jews are mechavev the mitzvah, they're doing more than they're supposed to. Actually, why did the Chazal misaken it? It says that if, in case there were people who were sick, didn't have the strength to stay for the whole davening, so they were misaken the earlier ones, that at least they should be able to hear the earlier ones and be yotze the mitzvah. But all of the rest of Klal Yisrael are doing it double, doing more than they have to do. That's chibub mitzvah. That shuts up the satan. The Rabbi Kiva Eger says a beautiful pshat. Since we know tshuva me'ava, the Gemara said at the end of Yuma, that zdoino is nasa, not kishkogas, but even amazed becomes a mitzvah. So the satan says, I see the Jews are mechavav the mitzvah. That means they're doing tshuva me'ava. I better stop trying to destroy them spiritually, because they're in a tshuva me'ava mode. The more I try to corrupt them, they'll do tshuva on it me'ava. Everything I'm doing will become mitzvahs. So I don't want to take a gamble. If I see they're in the tshuva me'ava mode, I'm going to stop. And that's why the tshuva me'ava, the chib of mitzvah, stops the satan from doing his work against Klal Yisrael. The second Tosfos over here brings an Aruch, Pirush Baruch. He brings a Rishalmi. Bila amavis lo netzach, uksiv. You talk about Shofar Gadol. Katshama kol Shapura zimna chada. When the satan hears the Shofar one time, boil v'loy ball. He gets agitated, nervous, because maybe this is the Shofar of Mashiach. V'katshama to the end, when he hears it twice, Amar vaday zeh Shapura. You talk about Shofar Gadol. Umata zimne comes the time limit balaya for me to get swallowed up. He doesn't have time to do his kitiguria. So what Tosfos, I saw in the Hadama of the Hadas Yaakov, written by the Novominska Rabbi Shlita, he explains this Tosfos, that the pshat is that the left horn of the aisle of the Akedah was used by Har Sinai. The right horn is Vahoya Bayoimahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. That's going to be the one that's the Shofar Gadol. And the concept of Shofar Gadol, the way he brings Rias, is that it's never ending. It's going to be a sound that never ends. So when the Satan hears the first Kiyas de Miyushev, he gets nervous. Oh, maybe this is Mashiach coming. Then when he hears the second one, he says, it's not stopping. It's keeping on going. Then this is Vaday Mashiach. Then by the time he turns around, the simple pshat in Tosfos is that he discovers it's not Mashiach, and he doesn't have time to bring Kitaguria to Klal Yisrael. So I heard Rav Schlesinger, Chashev Rav in Muncie, Rav Schlesinger Shlita spoke out from his Rosh Hashiva, Rav Koppelman, who's Rosh Hashiva in Switzerland. He says this Tosfos is from the hardest, maybe the hardest Tosfos in Shas. What's Pshat? What is the Satan a fool? The Satan is a spiritual entity, but we fool him the same way for thousands of years. He doesn't get the message. Rav Koppelman said, no, this is the easiest Tosfos in Shas, because the Satan knows the Koyach of the Shofar. True, last year he didn't come, and the year before he didn't come, and the year before he didn't come. But each year the Satan says the Shofar has such a koyach that it can bring Mashiach. This might be the very year that he's coming. And by the time he turns around, he didn't come. But that was his Havamina. The Satan knows that there's never a Havamina that the Mashiach can't come this year. Maybe this is the year that the Shofar is actually going to bring Mashiach. Kenya, he rotsen. The top Tosfos asks the Kasha not, we get away from drush into halacha, l'chayre there should be an iser of bal toisiv. How can you have tekiyas dem yushev and tekiyas dem omid? You're adding on, there's an avera to add on to the mitzvah Torah. Toisiv gives the teretz, yesh loimer, the ein shayach bal toisiv basiyas mitzvah achas beis pa'amim. Bal toisiv is if you put on five different corners of a talis. You put five parshas in a tefillin. But to do the same mitzvah over two times, that's not bal toisiv. The Rashba's teretz is that since, as we explained before, this whole inyan was a takanis chachamim, the takanis chachamim, loy saser, you shouldn't go away. Hashem's rotzen is that you should listen to chachamim. If you're doing something because of takanis chachamim, it's not shy to ask the question, bal toisiv, because the Rabbi Hashem wants you to listen to the chacham. Continues the Gemara. V'yamer Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said another memra. Kol shana shein taikin labetchilasa, marin labesav. Every year that there's no tekiyah in the beginning of the year, there is trua at the end of the year. What does that mean? That there's going to be bad things happening to Klal Yisrael. As a result, the chacham are going to be goyzer a tainis, and the mitzvah on a tainis during tefillah was that they were marian. They used to make a trua. So if you don't blow the shayf in the beginning, you're going to suffer at the end of the year. Tosfos over here, divrei maskil she'ein taka b'tchilasa, mefarish behilchos gedolos, lav demikla b'shabbata, el d'yisyalad oinza. It's not a case where Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, and Chazal said that because they were afraid that somebody would carry the shofar out into Rosh Hashanah Rabban, they stopped us from blowing shofar. On that, there is no problem, nothing bad's going to happen, if that's the reason. As recently, we've had a few Rosh Hashanahs where has come out on Shabbos. That's not, only, it's being about an oinus. Other Rishonim say no. Other Rishonim say, when will something happen to Klal Yisrael if it was a Pshia? But if an oinus happened, then nothing bad will happen. So l'chayra, it seems a machloikus harishayim over here about an oinus. Tosfos says you're only exempt if it comes out on Shabbos, but an oinus, you would have a problem. The other rishayim say you only have a problem if it's a pshia, but if it's an oinus, not. The Yabach wants to say it's not a machloikus harishayim. But rather, there's two types of oinsim. There's an oinus that's karv l'pshia, and then there's an oinus that's not karv l'shria. If you lost the shayfer, which you had one shayfer and you lost it, you should have been very careful. That's an oinus karv l'pshia. Then, unfortunately, it's going to be marin b'saifa. But if it's an oinus that's beyond your ability, somebody stole it, or the king made exera not to blow, whatever, it's an oinus which is not within your hands, it's karv l'pshia. It's a real oinus, not korv lemezit. On that, Tosfos says, on that the Rishonim say that the person would not have any problem. There's a famous Oruch Laner. The Oruch Laner historically points out that certain years that Klal Yisrael, that Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, were the best years of Klal Yisrael, and certain years when Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos were the worst years of Klal Yisrael. The Oruch Laner gives a famous marshal to explain this, and he says there was someone who he planned to kill the king. The king found out about it, he was going to kill that person. And he tried to get lawyers to show that he didn't do it. He wasn't involved. Nothing helped. He tried to give money, bribes. Nothing helped. Finally, the person's wife came and said to the king, pleaded with the king for the life of my husband. He's so good to me. He's such a good person. And he really he wasn't involved in what you think he was. Anyway, her entreaties helped, and his life was spared. A friend also was caught up in this. And he had the same gzeira that he should die. And he said, forget about the lawyers, which didn't work, didn't help my friend. But his wife helped. I'll get my wife. My wife will plead with the king and it'll be good. So the wife came and the king said he has to die, not listening to the wife. So the second fellow said, wait, this is not fair. It's not fair. Why? I know my friend, his wife worked and mine didn't. He said, there's a big difference, said the king. Your wife, when she came, I saw how well you had taken care of her and what she said was true and that you were a good husband. And maybe, in fact, you were not involved because you're such a good person. When your wife came, she had black and blue marks over her. And I saw that you had inflicted them. You had battered your wife. She had to come because you forced her to come. But you really were a terrible person. So I thought that maybe you were, in fact, involved in the plot against me. And that's why your life cannot be saved. When Shabbos is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So if people are Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa properly, if Klal Yisrael is Shomer Shabbos, they can bring their wife in the marshal, they can bring Shabbos to plead on their behalf to save them from anything bad. But if they bring the Shabbos, and unfortunately the Shabbos has black and blue marks over it, then Adarabba, the Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unfortunately, is not Marchlas, and that's when Klal Yisrael has had some of the worst years in the history of Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara. V'yamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Sharosha B'Tchilasa. Every year where Klal Yisrael was poor in the beginning. What does it mean, poor? Says Rashi, Yisrael Oysen Atzman, Roshin, Barashanel, Ledaber, Tachnunim, Utfila, Ke'inin Shenemer, Tachnunim, Yedaber, Rosh. A poor person pleads. Tosfos says that since they are poor in their heart, their hearts are broken, they ask and receive mercy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if they act poor, Miss Asherah, says the Gemara B'Sarva, they'll become rich at the end. Shenamer Mireish Hashanah, we don't read it with an aleph, without an aleph. Mirushis Ksiv, poorness at the beginning of the year, V'ad Achris, until the end of the year, Soif V'Shiyesh La'Achris. The end will be, you have an Achris, means you have a future of hope, prosperity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak, another member from Rabbi Yitzchak. Ein donen es adam elefi maisav. We only judge a person according to his action, Shalosh Shishar, from that moment. Shenamer, we find this by Yishmol. In other words, even if a person is going to sin later, we don't judge him right now for that. Hashem said he made a be'er for Yishmol to save him from dying of thirst. Kisham elekim al kol nar ba'asher hu sham. Rashi here, and also Rashi Chumash brings down, that the Arabs offered the Jews salted foods, and then the Jews ate the salted foods, and then they gave them these pitchers which had in it air, and they opened them up wanting to drink something. Instead, air came in and killed them. So the Malachim said to Hashem, how are you going to save Yishmol? Look what's going to come out of him. Says Rashi, Omelam Hashah, Tzadik Hu Rasha. Right now, is Yishmol a Tzadik or Rasha? Amru Lai Tzadik. Amru Lahem, Basher Hu Sham. Ain't he done it? So I'm Ella Bishaita. I only judge someone and the world what is being done right now. So that's what the pasuk says. Shenemar Kishama, says the Gemara further. Kishama lekim al kol anar basher usham. So the El Yom Mizrachi and Chumash already asked that we know the whole story of Ben Soiru Moira is against that. It says Ben Soiru Moira is killed Nidin al Shem Soifoi. Here it says basher usham, and by Ben Soiru Moira it says that he's Nidin al Shem Soifoi. On this there are a number of terutzim. Rav Elyu Mizrachi himself answers that it's when is he Nidin al Shem Soifoi? That's if he started down the path of Chet. Yishmol at that time had not yet started down the path of Chet. Mashiach came to Ben Sarimar, had already done things he had stolen from his parents. So he had already started down the road, then it's Nidin al Shem Soifoi. The Mishnah Amal says there's the Chilik Bezin Shomala, Bezin Shomata. Bezin Shomala is Basheru Sham, Bezin Shomata is Nidin al Shem Soifoi. And finally, the Marsha says that Yishmol was himself, and you're talking, the Malachim came, what about his children? So, Enechanami, even though his children are going to come out and do something terrible to Klal Yisrael, Yishmol wasn't hurt because of his descendants. Whereas by the Ben Sarim Moira, it's what he himself is going to wind up doing. Then it's Al-Shem Soifei. Finally, I heard a teretz in the name of Rav Dessler, that Bemis, the Hanhog of Hashem, is Basher Usham. But there are certain critical junctures in a person's life, like his bar mitzvah, which is at the time of Ben Sarim Moira, or when a person gets married. At those critical junctures, when a Kaddish Baruch Hu sees that the person is unfortunately going down the wrong track, there it's Nidin al Shem Soifoi. Regularly is Basher Husham. Continues the Gemara. V'yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, another member from Rabbi Yitzchak. Gimel Dvar Maskim Rav Nai Shalom. There are three things that make Hashem remember the averis of a person. Eluhen, these are the three. Kir Natu, if you have a wall that is tilted and it's going to fall down. So the person goes under it. Why isn't he afraid of the wall collapsing? He thinks, I'm a good guy. I have schusim. Hashem says, let's check your schusim if they're as good as you think. The iun tefillah, a person thinks, I'm going to daven with such kavanah. Hashem has to help me. Hashem says, I have to help you. Let me look into everything that you're doing. Umoyser din al chaver, a person has a bezdin he could go to, and yet he goes and says to Hashem, look what this other person is doing to me. Take care of this other person. He's harming me. All these three things evoke that Hashem should look into the person's actions. The Amar Rav Avin said, Kol hamoyser din al chaveri hu nanish tchila. Anybody who gives over his din to Hashem about his friend, he gets punished first. How do I know it? I know it from Sora. Shenem arbatoimer sorry al avram. Chamasi alecha, I'm angry at you because you took my shifcha. V'uksev vayavay avram lispoid l'sarol of kaiser. So Hashem, Sora said to Avram, yishpoid Hashem beini v'nechel, let Hashem be the judge. So she was a moyser din on Avram. And what happened? She died 38 years before she was supposed to. She was supposed to die at the same year as Avram. She died 38 years, and Avram had to come to her hesped to bury her because, unfortunately, she was punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak said another halacha. Da'al u'dvor makriin gzar din shalom. There are four things which tear a person's gzar din. Eluhain, and these are the four. Tzedakah, if a person gives tzedakah. Tzedakah, if he lifts out his voice in davening. Shinui Hashem, he changes his name. As the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet says, U'mishane Shmoi, the Baal Tshuva has to change his name, Kloimer. Ani Acher, ve'eini oisa isha osa oisa namaisim. I am someone else. I am not the one who did all these bad things. And that's Shinui Hashem. And finally, Shinui Maisa, which the Meforshim also say. He changes his actions. Rashi says, Shav Merasai. He stops doing the bad things. And also, the other person who did the bad things, that's not me. And the male at Exardin was on the other person and not on the new person. How do we know all this? Staka d'chsiv. V'tstaka tatsamim avas. Staka will say from death. Tzaka, crying out, d'chsiv ayitzakal Hashem b'tzar lahem, t'koy seim yitim. Hashem will take them out of their distress. Because they cried out to Hashem in tefillah. Shinui Hashem d'chsiv. Sorei yesh d'chol oitikra. Shemai sorei ki sorei shema. Uksiv uberachti oisa. V'gam nasatim el'chobain. In other words, Sorei did not deserve to have a child, but once she changed her name to Sora, she had now a Shinui Hashem. She's going to be zarecha to a child. Shinui maisa d'chsiv. Vayar l'kim es maseim. By Ninveh, Hashem saw their actions. Uksiv vayinachem l'kim ala rosh or dibur lasin lahem. Hashem changed his mind from the evil that he wanted to do to them because they did. He did not do what he had wanted to do to Nineveh. The Yeshar Mav Shani Makam. Some say even if a person changes his place, once Avram left his place, he had a Shani Makam, then he got the brachas of Hashem. The Iduch, why doesn't the other man, the Yomer, consider Shini Makam as a place to change your Gzardin? Hahu's Chusid Eretz Yisrael, the Hanyalei. Normally, Shini Makam does not help. But if a person goes to Eretz Yisrael, there the Chusid Eretz Yisrael helps. But a regular Shini Makam would not help. The Yomer, Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayiv, Vodam Hakbot, Nei Rabbi Bregel. A person's Mukhiv to visit his Rebbe on Yontif, Shenemar. It says by the husband of the Isha Hashanamis, who was given a child with the schus of Elisha, and then the child died, and she went to Elisha to tell him that the child that you were mezakami with has died. So the husband asked his wife, the Isha Hashanamis, why are you going to Elisha today? It's not the Rosh Chodesh, it's not Shabbos, Michlal, the Bechodesh Rosh Shabbos, he boiled all the mezel. So we learn from that if it had been Chodesh and Shabbos, he wouldn't have had a question. Avada, you have to go to your Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh and on Shabbos. There are various halachas here, various opinions. The Marsha says, first of all, how do you learn out regel from here? We're talking about Chodesh and Shabbos. So he says, Kal v'chaymer, since the Kiddush of Yontif is greater than Chodesh and Shabbos, if you go on Chodesh Shabbos, Kal v'chaymer should go on Yontif. The Night of Yehuda says that there's a hiddur to go on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but on Yontif there's actually a chiyuv to go. However, the Night of Yehuda says it's only the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Bezman HaZeh, there is no chiv to go beregel. The Ritva divides it up into three categories. If a person's in a city with his Rebbe, he's mechuyev to go to him each day, says the Ritva. If you're within the Tchum Shabbos, then it's a mitzvah to go Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif. If you're chutz l'tchum, outside of 2,000 amas, then it's only a mitzvah to go on Yontif. V'yom Rabbi Yitzchak, chayiv adam l'taras atzmei regel. A person has to be matar himself on Yontif. Shenemar, uben evlasim loisi go. And that pasuk is speaking about Yontif, as we'll see in the next memory. Tanya nami yafu learned in the Braisa. Uben evlasim loisi go, yachli Yisroel muzran al magin nevela. We would have a half minute that a Yisroel, not a koyin, a regular Jew should be careful not to touch an avail, but that's not true. Talmud Loimer, Emor Elakahana b'nei Aaron, B'nei Aaron was, and this is speaking about Tumas Meis. So who's Tumas Meis Mechuyev? Only B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron Mazarin, B'nei Yisrael Ein Mazarin. A Jew is not Mechuyev to be Nizer from Tumas Meis. V'aloi Dvarim Kal V'Chaymer, I can make a Kal V'Chaymer. Uma Tumah Chamura. Marach Tumah Chamura, where the person has to wait 7 days to become Torah. He has to get Hazor Shlish Yushri from the Mei Chatos. Kohanim Mazarim Yisraelim Einim Mazarim, and Kohanim Mazarim Yisrael is not. Tumas Tumah Kala, the easy Tumah of Nevel, which is only 1 day, and he goes to the mikveh, and he has hair of Shemesh, and he's already Torah. So like Koshkin, that what? That a Yisrael is not Muzer. And yet the Pasuk says, Elamat HaMaloyim Vivasim Loisi Go, and that seems to be a Tzivri to Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't touch a Nevela. The Teretz is Beregel. Since on Yontiv you have to enter the base of Mikdash and bring Karbanis, therefore we want to make sure that you don't, a Yisrael also, who normally is not Muzer in the Vela, it should be Matar himself and make sure he doesn't become Tummy so he can be involved in the Karbanis in the base of Mikdash on Yontiv. Now comes a very famous Gemara. Amar Rab Krispadoi, Amar Rab Yochanan, Rab Krispadoi said the name of Rab Yochanan, Shloisha Sforim Niftachim Barash Shana. Three books are open in Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rishonim Gemurim, one of Rishonim Gemurim, ve'echad shel Tzadikim Gemurim, and one of Tzadikim, total Tzadikim, ve'echad shel Bein Onim, and one of people who are 50-50. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtom Nechtom La'altu L'chaim. Tzadikim Gemurim are written, the Ksiva and the Ksima is right away for life. Rishonim Gemurim Nechtom Nechtom La'altu L'misa. They get right away Ksiva Ksima for death. Bein Onim Tluim Vo'imdim. They are hanging in the air. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Zachu, if there's Zoycha, the Rambam says, there is Zoycha and they did Shuva, Nechtavin, Lechayim, then they're written for life. Loi Zachu, if they did not merit Nechtavin Lemisa, they are written for death. Now, all the Rishonim ask on this Gemara, that Lechayra, we see it doesn't happen. We see Tzadikim who don't have a good year. They have poverty and they may even die during the year. And we have Rishoyim who have a great life during the year. How does that fit with what Rav Krispadoi is saying here? And on this we have three main shitas of the Rishoyim. Toisvis in Divrei Hamaschol V'nechtom al-Altel L'chaim says at the end, the chose the koyhoch gab risha misa gab tzedik mcham klaim lechaye oilam abo. This whole judgment is for the Gemara. Rabbi Krispadoi is not speaking about oilam hazeh. He's speaking about oilam abo, and therefore you could talk as far as oilam abo, oilam hazeh is concerned. There is a judgment on Rosh Hashanah and Gzar Din on Yom Kippur, but as far as oilam abo is concerned, that is the three svarim. The Ramban asks on Tosfos, what does that have to do with this world? That's a judgment every, after a person is nifter from this world, then he gets a judgment, what his status is, legabe gan eden, legabe olam haba. But what does that have to do with every Rosh Hashanah? The answer to Ramban's kasha is that whatever a person is classified as on Rosh Hashanah has a bearing on the way his life will be during the year in Olam Hazeh. If he gets a classification as a tzaddik, it could be that during the year he will have a bad year because Hashem has to punish him for the few averes that he has so that he merits to get full Olam Haba after he passes away from this world. So if he has a din of a rasha, for Olam Haba, he may in fact have a great year because Hashem has to reward him for the few mitzvahs that he did in this world. So from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, he has 10 days until his status becomes confirmed. A Bein Oni doesn't even have a ksiva on Rosh Hashanah. He gets his ksiva and chasima on Yom Kippur. There are those 10 days where in fact things can change. The Rasha who was determined on Rosh Hashanah for Olam Haba to be a Rasha may in those 10 days change and be classified as a tzaddik. And that will automatically have a bearing on how his year will go, for better or for worse. And the tzaddik, the same thing. Chashom, he could change into a Russia during those 10 days, and that will have an effect on how his year will progress. So this is the opinion of Tosfos. And according to Tosfos, my Rebbe, Reb David Kronglass, wrote in his Sichas Chochma Musar, a mimer on Shloshes Svarim Nechtavim, and in it he writes that the best pshat of the three Rishonim is Tosfos, because with Tosfos we can answer another kasha. L'chayra, Rav Krispadoi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan will come out like none of the shitas that we had before. We had the shita, Tanur Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that a person's gzar din is on Yom Kippur, his din is on Rosh Hashanah, and the gzar din is Yom Kippur. This doesn't fit in with Krispadoi, because according to Rav Krispadoi, three books are opened. The Rishonim are nechtavim v'nechtavim la'alter l'chayim, so they don't have a gzar din on Yom Kippur. They have everything on Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim don't have a gzar din on Yom Kippur. They have everything on Rosh Hashanah. The Beinonim don't have a ksiva on Rosh Hashanah. They have everything on Yom Kippur. So how does this fit in with Tanur Bei Rabbi Shmuel, that the gzar din is Yom Kippur, but there's a din on Rosh Hashanah? It doesn't fit. The ksiv is on Rosh Hashanah, the ksiv is on Yom Kippur. Who does that fit in like? According to what Tosfos says, it's very good. Because our Gemara is only speaking about Gabi Olam Abba, but Ein Echad Gabi Olam Hazeh, all people, Kol Bei Olam, whether it's Tzaddikim, Rishonim, everybody gets a ksiv on Rosh Hashanah, gets a chsima on Yom Kippur. The other two shitas are the Ramban. The Ramban says that what it means here in the Gemara, it's speaking about Olam Hazeh, but it means Tzadik Bidin. You can have, a person could be a Rasha, he could be Roiv Averis, but Hashem has a few mitzvahs that he must pay him for in this world. So in the judgment for this world, it's not going for Olam Haba, it's going for this world. But he's a Tzadik, he won the court case. He may be a Rasha, Fakert. He may be a tzaddik, he made a few averes, he has to get punished this year, so he loses the case. He's a Rasha in the din. And the Chinuch finally says that, to answer the question, that tzaddik means tzaddik gomer, and Rasha means Rasha gomer, means he didn't do one avera tzaddik, and the Rasha didn't do one mitzvah. The Rasha didn't even do one mitzvah, even the Midas HaRachmim agrees to the Midas HaDin that he should be punished right away. So therefore, his ksiva chsim is right away for Misa. The tzaddik's ksiva chsim is right away for Chaim. We ask the question, we find tzaddikim who die and have bad years, and Rishonim who live and have good years. The answer is, they're not Rishonim Gemurim, they're not tzaddikim Gemurim. According to the Chinuch, tzaddik gomer means 100% tzaddik without an avera. Rasha gomer means 100% Rasha without a mitzvah. So these are the various pshatim of the Rishonim to answer this question. What is the Shloshes Svarim? Rashi tells us, Sifrei Zichoron, Zikaron shall Maisei Habriyas. What the people do during the year is written down in the Svarim. On this, the Orach Lener asks, L'chayre Tshver, because we say one is a book of a tzaddik, one is a book of a rasha, L'chayre, there's a judgment. So how can I have a book which is a book of Rishonim before the judgment takes place? So that's why the other Mefarshim explained that the Svarim refers to the books in which the Gzar Din is recorded. Not the book of memories of what a person did, but the book where whatever din the tzaddik or rasha get is recorded. Continues the Gemara. Zachu we learned, nechtav l'chaim, loy zach nechtav l'misa, by the beinonim. And the Rambam, as we said, pointed out that zachu means ayidei tshuva. The Mefarshim asks, what do you need Zachu Ayidei Tshuva? If he's 50-50, let him do one mitzvah, and that will turn it to make him into a tzaddik. If he did one aveir, it'll turn him into a rasha. Why is Zachu, according to Rambam, Ayidei Tshuva? The one answer that amongst many is based on Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says that there's a specific mitzvah to do tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. So Mela, if a person doesn't do tshuva for each Avera on Yom Kippur, he gets an additional Avera. So it won't help him just to do one mitzvah. That will not turn the scale in favor of him being a tzaddik, because he has all those Averas that he did, which he got now, multiplied by two, he got another Avera that he didn't take the beautiful opportunity of doing tshuva on Yom Kippur, and he gets an Avera for each Avera that he did, the fact that he didn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur. Amar Rab Avin Micro, where do we find a pasuk? There are in fact three svarim, because David HaMelech was mispalel on his enemies. Yimachu Misefer Chayim. they should be erased from the book of life. Ve'im tzaddikim al yikasevu. They shouldn't be written together with tzaddikim. This is three svarim. Why? Yimachum, we say, for zesef and shal v'sham gemurim. This refers to the sefer of Rosh. What David meant to say is, I don't want them to live till Rosh Hashanah, when they'll be written in the book of Rosh Hashanah, to die right away. I want them to die now, when it's in the middle of the year before Rosh Hashanah. Chayim, when the Pasuk said, Chayim zeh sifrin shal tzaddikim, which means that even, the pshat I just said about sifrin shal Rosh Hashanah, is from the Tosfos Rid. Sforin shal tzaddikim means even if they were written in a sefer of tzaddikim, his enemy should be erased from that sefer. Ve'im tzaddikim al yikasevu zeh sifrin shal beinanim. That means even the book of beinanim, they shouldn't be written in any book. They should die right now. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mihacha. Ve'im ayin, said Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chet Ha'egel, if you want to destroy Klal Yisrael, mechenin am sifrin shal shekhar safta. Erase me from the sefer that you wrote. Mechenin azeh sifrin shal rishayim. And again, according to the Tosfos Ritz Pshat, I don't want to live even till Rosh Hashanah and be entered into the sifrin shal rishayim to die after Rosh Hashanah right away. I want you to erase me now. So these are two psukim that the Gemara brings down as a makor for the shloisha svarim, which are opened up every Rosh Hashanah.